to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking again to two times best-selling author, Miss Christy Whitman. Christy is the author of The Art of Having It All, Perfect Pictures, Taming Your Alpha Bitch, and she has a new book that's coming out in September that's called Quantum Success, The Seven Essential Laws of Attraction to Create a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Your Work and Money. I am so excited to be talking to Christy again. Christy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I know, and I love having you too, and I'm going to enjoy talking to a raspy voice.
Yeah, it always my voice reminds me of a Friends episode where Phoebe gets sick, and she gets this really sexy, deep voice, and then she loses it, she gets better, and then she's trying to get sick again. She's like, hello, baby. So I deeply apologize for my raspy voice, but, you know, some find it sexy, so have at it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I told you, raspy is good for the radio. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. I used to start off trying to change my voice and try to be raspy. And my daughter said to me, "You sound like you're sleeping."
Oh.
So I changed that totally, and I start off like, "Welcome." No more trying to be sexy.
Yeah, I think trying to be sexy isn't sexy.
You're right. It's got to come natural, right? It's got to flow.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, our topic today is coming directly from Christy's new book, and it is how to use the seven essential laws of attraction to create a thriving, joyful, and prosperous relationship with your work and money. But before we get started, I want to tell you about our sponsor for today's episode. Our sponsor today is TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years' experience in waterproofing and basement repairs. Let TY Waterproofing waterproof your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill mold, install sump pumps and French drains. Call Timothy at 404-449-5467 for a free estimate. All right, so let me tell you a little bit more about Christy. Christy Whitman is a transformational leader, celebrity coach, New York Times best-selling author twice, one for The Art of Having It All, and the second was for Taming Your Alpha Bitch. No, I love that title. She has appeared on the Today Show and the Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People's Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, and Teen Vogue, among others. Christy is the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certificate program. Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speeches, and coaching sessions and products. Christy's life-changing message reached over 200,000 people a month, and her work has been promoted by and featured with esteemed authors and luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Dr. Dwayne Dwyer, Marcy Shimoff, Brian Chase Tracy, Neil Donald Walsh, Abram Hicks, and Louis Hay. She currently lives in Arizona with her husband, Frederick, and their two boys, Alexander and Maxim. By the way, like I said, I was checking your website out today, and your boys are adorable.
Thank you.
They're so sweet. They don't look too far apart. How old are they?
They are 16 months apart, so they're 7, almost 8, and 9. So there's a year and a half difference between the two of them.
Yeah, I can tell. They're very close. They look almost, I know by speaking to you that one is older, but yeah, I can tell that they're very close in age. They're adorable.
Yeah, people always ask, thank you. People always ask if they're twins.
If they're twins, right? Yeah. Well, you did it right. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Awesome. All right. So that was a very impressive bio. I love reading it. You've done a lot. You're quite accomplished. So can you give us a little bit of your backstory? Tell us your journey to becoming a successful transformational leader.
Well, sure. I always just, I had a drive to be successful. And back in, before 20 years ago, before I found the universal laws, you know, I did what it took to take action. I had perseverance. I went after the things that I wanted. I was able to focus. But whenever I got there, I never felt satisfied. I never felt happy. I never felt like it was enough. So no matter what I accomplished, it just didn't feel, it didn't feel good when I actually accomplished it. I would feel the opposite. I remember accomplishing something or succeeding at something and almost let down after, like, okay, well, I was supposed to have this epiphany. I was supposed to have this, you know, amazing feeling of like, ooh, you know, like I've accomplished this. And I never would find that feeling of satisfaction. And when I learned about the universal laws about 21 years ago, I really learned about how your thoughts create your reality. And for me, when I heard that, it really resonated with me. I never had heard that before, but something deep within me knew that as being true. And so I wanted to find out as much information as I could, because at this level in my life, when I was about 27, 26, and learning about this, I just gave away my age. I had already succeeded. You know, I had already been successful, and, you know, I had a great career going. I was making money. And yet just wasn't satisfied. And I just felt like all the things that I was told would make me happy, it wasn't working. And I was starting to think, like, what's wrong with me? I thought if I had money, if I had the career, if I had a boyfriend, if I had this, if I had my body look a certain way, you know, then I would be happy. And none of the outer things were doing it for me. And it was when I really found a sense of myself through meditation and through really returning to myself, stop focusing outward on everything and everyone outside of me, but actually a healthy selfish, where I was coming back to myself and really paying attention to the thoughts that I was thinking and how I was feeling. And what I really came to understand and what my body of work really has been now is that I was raised in lack and limitation. No matter how much my dad would make, no matter how much he worked, it was never enough for my mom. And, you know, we were an upper middle class family. I mean, I never went hungry. I never went without anything. But the whole tone of the family and inside my household was that it just wasn't enough. And there was a constant comparison to my mom and dad's friends or aunts and uncles that were doing more, making more, that had bigger jewelry or going on better vacations. And it was this constant comparison. And it was always leaving my dad to feel like he wasn't enough. He wasn't doing enough. He didn't provide enough. And there was never this sense of, you know, satisfaction. And what's even amazing is as my dad just retired, and he's 85, and, you know, my mom's 82, they're fine, like for the rest of their lives financially, but they still have this sense of anxiety and fear around money and what are they going to do about money when they have their house paid off, money in the bank, that kind of thing. And so it's just that constant thing that I was raised in that I have to be very mindful of, that no matter what situation we're in, we can always, there's always things that we can look at that would be considered quote unquote bad or not enough. But there's also the same, on the same spectrum, there's also on the law of polarity, there's a lot of things to appreciate and be grateful for. So that's what my body work has been, and my whole training for the last 21 years is really sensing within myself, where am I, you know, thinking thoughts of lack and limitation? Where am I comparing myself to other people? You know, do I look at other people and go, oh my God, they're so much more successful, and then start feeling bad and feeling like what I've accomplished is not enough? Or do I compare myself to what other people are making or what impact they're having? You know, those are times to check myself. You know, looking for what's right and good about my life and about my family and about, you know, everything in my life versus what's wrong and bad, you know, what's not working. So these are a different training and a different mindset to come from a perspective of abundance instead of lack and limitation. And that's really where my internal work has been. And each time I shift a belief, a thought, a perspective from lack and limitation to one of abundance, my life just expands and explodes. And so that's one of the principles that I write about in my new book, Quantum Success, is that we're all searching for some type of success, you know, and the accolades and, you know, what society says is, you know, this is accomplish this and then you'll be successful. And a lot of people get there and they feel empty. They feel like that it doesn't have much meaning in their lives, or they're not feeling satisfied or fulfilled. And the truth is that as long as we're chasing things outside of ourselves, we're always projecting our happiness or our fulfillment outside of ourselves. And it's never outside of ourselves. It's within ourselves. And it's in the present moment where all of our power exists to be able to choose to feel that sense of fulfillment. And we choose to feel that sense of fulfillment based on what we focus on. You know, if I look at my kids and go, oh my God, there's too much, they're annoying, they're, you know, they're too loud, they're la, la, la. You know, I tend to feel, you know, off center. I'm in lack and limitation. And lack and limitation always feels bad. It doesn't matter what we're looking at. It doesn't matter if we're in traffic or we're talking about our careers or our kids or our husbands or, you know, what it is. It's when we're coming with the focus that this is too much. It's not enough. It, you know, there's a problem. This needs to change. That we're never satisfied. And it's that point of being satisfied, coming from a place of appreciating what we do have, that actually makes more of what we love show up.
Yeah, that is awesome, and that is so very true. And you know, getting back to your parents, and you know how we, and I know that's our subject for today. So thank you for, you know, expanding it, you know, in the intro. But yeah, your beliefs about money, your beliefs about men, your beliefs about so many things in life shows up, and a lot of people are not conscious enough to understand what belief system that is keeping them tied up and bound up. So because I know you started meditating early and you got into your inside and learning to be still and to understand, which is what meditation does, which is why you found out what was binding you. And you know, when I wrote my first book, Becoming Conscious, My Awakening, I talked a lot about abundance. States, you know, and I came from a very poor country. I came from lack, but somehow it never transferred to me. I always spend money all the time. I've always looked at the world as an abundant universe, and that's one of the things, you know, I took from one of the positives that I took from my story, because, you know, I was abused by a very rich man, and the trade-off for that is that I got a lot of stuff, and it set my life up to not look at lack, and it has helped me a lot in my journey. But later on in my life, very much later on, maybe in the last 5 years or so, I came across Abraham Hicks, and I know that she's one of the people that that you follow. And Abraham Hicks talks a lot about abundance and about the vertex, and which you told me last time is inside of me.
Yeah,
so that was great, right? Yeah, so And that's when I actually started doing a lot of work on that part of it. Before, it was just my beliefs, and then I know that, you know, what you've transformed to, which is instead of thinking about lack, you come from a perspective of abundance. And I love what you said about the fact that the reason that most people are not happy is because they're chasing something on the outside, and it's not until they learn to love themselves and you know, be on purpose, actually. You know, you didn't mention that word, but to me, that's the only way that you can actually find that true happiness is when you feel that what you're doing, you're on purpose. So, great intro.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I would love to touch on that, too. Like what you just said, you know, some people call it purpose, some people call it meaning. You know, each person has a different driving. Some people feel that freedom is their driving, what I call and I teach in the book is in quantum success is essence. You know, we all want what we want because we think we're going to feel a certain way when we have it. So it doesn't matter if it's a new job or a job promotion or if it's money. You know, we all don't necessarily are after the dollar bills, but what the dollar bills represent. And so, you know, when we get into that feeling place of expansion or freedom, what I call alignment, when we are aligned with our, whether it's purpose, freedom, joy, whatever it is, when we're aligned with that good feeling and we allow that good feeling to flow into us and through us, we're inspired. And from that inspiration, we then take momentum. We take action from that place. And that really is the key. That's the secret sauce to creating whatever you want in your life, is having that alignment and then taking momentum, taking action.
Yeah, and that's basically what we talked about the last time, is aligning yourself to your goals and making sure you're thinking the right thoughts and things like that. So if you guys did not hear our first segment, then go and download it. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. You can pick it up anywhere if you missed the radio program. All right, so that's awesome. So, so now it's really great that we're moving seamlessly into our topic. So my first question, and you introduced it already, is how does understanding your belief system help women and men who are functioning at high levels in their career or own their own business, but they're still struggling to find contentment or happiness?
Well, our beliefs are one of the ways that we create. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when we have a belief, there's such a conviction that this is so. This is the way it is. And because we as the individual think this is the way it is, that's what we will create. That's what we are expecting to receive. It's what we are expecting life to give us. And we can't create outside of our beliefs. If we do, like, you know, we might believe that something good is going to happen, and then we create something bad. There's an underlying belief that what we are creating, we either deserve or we're not deserving or whatever it is. But we are always creating and attracting things from the beliefs that we hold. And here's the good news. If we look at our lives and we're not satisfied, right, we need to shift what we're not satisfied about. Look at what the contrast is in our life, what we don't want, and allow that to be the springboard for what we do want. But I always ask myself when I'm finding a situation or a circumstance, you know, happening in my life, I always ask myself, what would I have to believe in order to create this? And when you
that's a good question. Awesome question.
Yeah. Thank you. It's an empowering question. And, you know, I recommend even journaling about it, because a lot of times if you sit there and if you haven't done this practice, now I can sit there and go, what would I have to believe in order to attract this? I can come up with the answer. I get the download. But in the beginning, I would take pen to paper and I would journal. You know, in order to create this situation, what would I have to believe? What would I have to think? What would I have to be feeling in order to attract this? And so you become more self-aware. I mean, it's really the process of self-awareness. And when we can slow down enough to pay attention to ourselves, that is the most richest thing that we can do, because not only are we connecting with ourselves, which most of us don't do these days, we're so busy, we have so much going on, our lives are so full that, you know, it's like we need to take the time to slow down and connect with our own selves, to know ourselves, to know what do I believe about this? You know, is this belief real? Because beliefs are not either right or wrong. You know, you could say what you believe, you know, believe about anything, right? But is it true? Is it really true? Is this belief 100% true? Do other people actually believe this as something different? And are they experiencing their lives in a different way? Beliefs are not right or wrong. They just are. They're like feelings. But the more we put stock into it, the more we solidify this belief, that, you know, that becomes a reality.
Yeah. That's very true. But I love when you said that most people are not conscious. You know, you used the word self-awareness, which is another term for consciousness. And I've spent a lot of time with that word in meditating and being aware. And, you know, I live in higher consciousness. And still, I will not be able to, at my level right now, I will not be able to look at a situation and figure out how I created it. You know, I am not there yet, but I'm in the, you know, less than 1% of the world that actually working on self-awareness and consciousness and creating a life by design, which is another word, which is something that I teach basically, that, yeah, whatever you want, you can create. And it starts with your thoughts. It starts with your belief system. And, you know, you and I are both coaches, and one of the first thing I do in my coaching sessions, the first couple of weeks, is basically we talk about beliefs, and you look back at your past, and you can actually figure out what you believe from, you know, how you have, you know, navigated situations in your past. So that is awesome. So give me some examples, though, of we know we gave your example of the fact that you were successful, you had a lot of money, but yet you weren't able to celebrate victories. It was empty. And, you know, we know a lot of people that are like that, you know, on a much greater scale. We know we can look at, well, I'm thinking Robin Williams popped into my head, but, you know, he had a clinical depression. But, you know, we can look at a lot of stars that are millionaires, but yet they need drugs or they need alcohol or something in order to celebrate because they're empty. So touch on that. What do they have to believe in order to not feel great at accomplishment?
Well, I think there's a lot of beliefs that they would have to believe, and because the thing is that a lot of times people are trying to fulfill an empty space inside of them, what they feel by accomplishing, by doing, and the motivation for why they do these things isn't coming from, you know, because I love to do it, because I love to be on stage and I love to perform, or because I love to create music, or, you know, whatever the thing is. Like, you could look at Jennifer Lopez and she's just like, oh my God, she's just so amazing. And, you know, and the fact that she came from very humble beginnings and has created the massive success that she has created, you know, and whether it's recording or dancing or, you know, doing the movies that she's done. I mean, everything that she's created has been really based on the love of what she wanted. She was driven, but also very much in love with, you know, the process of it. She enjoys what she does. And she even says in her show, World of Dance, for example, you know, she can't imagine not dancing because it's something she does from her soul. And so, you know, and she's also someone that says she doesn't do drugs. She's never done drugs. She's never smoked before. She doesn't drink alcohol. I mean, she's a person that lives a very clean life. And, you know, and even her has gone through times where she would look for men to fulfill her. And, yeah, you know, finally got to a place in her life where she was looking for that Cinderella, you know, a prince with the white horse to come and save her. And she realized that she had to be the one to save herself. She had to be the one to fulfill within. And, you know, she has a deep spiritual connection. And that deep spiritual connection is what continues to inspire her and move her forward. She's very connected with her soul force. And so that's what a lot of people are missing these days is, you know, thinking that we've been told, trained, you know, especially here in America, that, you know, it's the success, it's the guy, you know, it's the prince, you know, we're raised in Cinderella stories. It's going to be the guy that comes and either kisses, you know, wakes the princess out of a slumber or comes and saves her from this wretched, you know, household of this wicked, evil stepmother. You know, we have this whole thing of this very fantasizing, you know, someone's going to come and rescue us. And, you know, that whole rescue and victim mentality is what's keeping us stuck in drama, because none of us are victims. And especially when you learn about the universal laws and you learn that you actually have an effect on what you create and the results that you have in your life based on what you're thinking inside of yourself. It could be words that you don't even say. You could be speaking and saying all the right things to everybody, but if inside of yourself you feel bad and you're judging people and you're criticizing people and, you know, and it's all an internal thing, every single relationship that we have is created within ourselves. We are the creator of our life experience. So we have dissonance, we have, you know, resistance inside of us about any given subject. It's going to manifest. It has to. It's law. It can't be any other way. So, you know, the fact that you look even someone like Johnny Depp, right? Or I'm thinking of another actor, his face is coming, Nicolas Cage. You know, there are many people that have made millions of dollars and then gotten in trouble with either not paying taxes or spending too much or, you know, all these things because it's like they're trying to, spend money and accumulate stuff and trying to fulfill them. And they're it's like that song. They're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah. Yeah, and our girls do the same thing too. But, that's good. You know, I mean, I don't know much about Johnny Depp, but I did hear about Nicolas Cage having, you know, problems because he's spending all this money and things like that. And you're very right because when you're trying to fulfill that feeling, whatever you think is lacking. In fact, I was doing a meditation this morning, and the guide was saying, you know, take your roots and go down into Gaia, Mother Earth, and get what it is that you think that you need, you know, and just fill up yourself by what you think that you need, and that was. That was awesome. It made me think about, you know, what it is that is empty that I need to fill. But so that's basically what, what you mentioned, the stars, you know, somebody else might be making $20,000 a year and, you know, living in a hut and can hardly, you know, feed their family and they're happy and fulfilled because they've got love or they've got kids or they've got whatever it is feeding them. And then they look at the millionaires, the people that have, I read Johnny Carson's biography, and he died with $450 million, and he was never happy either. So things like that. So, but I love the Jennifer Lopez call out, because that was great. I don't know much about Jennifer Lopez, but I mean, I haven't read her biography or anything like that. I know a little bit of her story. I shouldn't say I don't know much about her, but I did read that she does not drink because she wants to keep her body. And a lot of people that are into fitness do not drink alcohol. So, and I thought that was great because that's extremely hard to do. So that was good. You know, so the fact that you called out that she's creating... And she's also a great example that, you know, she's been married a lot of times and she moves from one relationship to the next. And so obviously she did have some empty places, but she's in a good relationship now. So hopefully she's worked those out. So this is basically the information that we're trying to give on this show. So this is an amazing topic because, you know, everybody that's listening can connect to, yeah, what am I creating? You know, what it is that I'm lacking that I'm trying to fill the empty space. You know, something might be obvious. You know, you were looking for a partner, but there can be other things. You know, there could be, that might be what's presenting itself to you, but the reason that you don't have a partner, it could be something else. So, yeah, meditation is a must, and awareness is a must. So that is great. Great, Christy. Love it. All right, well, let's take our first station break, and then we are going to be right back, and we are going to dive into, when we come back, the 7 laws of attraction and why is it important to help you to create and design your life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Your basement walls play a critical role in supporting your property structure and protecting your home from the outside elements. Waterproofing your basement prevents the accumulation of water from rain that can lead to flooding, mold, and mildew growth around and under your floors. If left unaddressed for long, your property may be at risk for serious structural damage that will negatively affect its resale value. So, don't delay. Call Timothy today at 404-449-5467. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years experience in waterproofing basements. TY Waterproofing will waterproof and repair your basements, your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill the mold that accumulates from dampness, install sump pumps and French drains to get out any water that's in there right now. TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area, licensed and insured, all work warranted. So, again, call Timothy today at 404-449-5467 and get your basement waterproofed. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking to New York Times best-selling author, Ms. Christy Whitman. Christy, in her first segment, talking to us about emptiness and belief systems and how you create your world by your belief systems. A lot of us try to fill our empty places with things, but that's not really what our body requires as far as to be happy. So now we're going to dive right in to our topic today, which is based on Christy's book that's coming out in September. Christy's going to tell you at the end of the show how to get yourself a copy. That's her gift to you. But the book is called Quantum Success, 7 Essential Laws of Attraction to Create a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Your Work and Money. And that's so important. I love the adjectives, because we can always have money and we can always have stuff and we can always feel that we're successful, but do we have a joyful and prosperous relationship with the things that we have? So my question, and I guess it's going to be a long answer, but Christy, what exactly are the 7 laws of attraction, and why is it important to know them?
Well, the 7 essential laws, for me, when I learned about them, completely changed my life. And the reason that they completely changed my life, or that my life completely changed, is because they're, for me, like knowing the rules of the game, or knowing the recipe to a really good cake, or, you know, the plans to a house that you're going to build. So I always say, like, how successful would you be if you were going to go play baseball and you never saw the game before, you never knew how it was played, you don't know what the rules are, and someone hands you a bat and says, okay, hit the ball. You know, and the ball is thrown at you, it's pitched to you, you hit the ball, and then you run to third base. I mean, you will not be successful. You'll be out. So it makes sense before you go in and enter into a game that you know how to play it and what the rules are. You go into a kitchen to make, you know, chocolate chip cookies. I mean, it makes sense to know you need this much amount of eggs and this much amount of flour and this much amount of vanilla and what amounts there are so that you have the perfect recipe. And a lot of times we're living life from a recipe that our parents gave us, and they were just trying to figure out, and it didn't really maybe work out for them, or it didn't work out as well, or they struggled, or they, you know, maybe did well. Like I was giving earlier, my dad did very well financially for myself and my sister and my mom, but it was never, the perspective was that it was never enough. And there are people out there that have great success, make a lot of money, but they're anxious because they're afraid to lose it. Or they thought that money was going to be the thing that finally made them happy, but they still find themselves unfulfilled. And then you have other people that don't have a lot materially or financially, but they have a joy inside of them. So, you know, it really is about learning these universal laws and applying them so that you become the deliberate creator of your life instead of being a victim to circumstances. Because there's always going to be some kind of circumstance or situation or event or person that, you know, shapes our experiences. And it's what we do with those experiences, the perspectives that we hold, that will determine what we continue to attract in our lives. So the more you learn about these universal laws, you're knowing the rules of the game, because the reason they're important is because they exist. They've existed since the beginning of time. And they are working all the time, whether we know about them or not. So an example I always give, you know, everybody that lives on planet Earth, that's all of us, that we know about gravity. And it makes sense to know about gravity and be aware of gravity. But even while I'm sitting here in the chair, I don't have to think about gravity or, you know, because then I'll float off into outer space. Gravity is always working, whether I'm thinking about it or not. But it makes sense for me to know about gravity if I'm going to walk next to a side of a building to not go too close to the edge because I might fall off because of gravity. So these universal laws work for every single person. That's why they're universal. Every single person, every single time, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter what your background is, they are working all the time. And it makes sense for us to understand them so that we can work with them instead of against them.
Yep, got it. So are you going to tell us a few of them, or you want them to get your book?
No, I'm not going to tell. Well, you actually can get the book. I'm going to give it to you for free, actually. All right. I ask is you pay for shipping, but you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com. But, yes, I'm happy to talk about these universal laws. They're amazing. And like I said, my life changed because of them, because of knowing them and because of applying the information. So the first one, most people have either heard of or are aware of, or maybe they try to work with it. If you haven't heard of it, no problem. This could potentially change your life. It's called the law of attraction. And
I know that's where you're going to go, because you're right. Most people have heard of that one, unless they're under a rock.
You know, you'd be surprised, though. There's a lot of people that still haven't heard, or if they have, they don't understand it. So, you know, if you've watched The Secret or heard of the movie The Secret, you know, it's a beginning space. It's a beginning introduction to law of attraction. So people say, oh, I've tried to manifest a parking spot, or I tried to manifest $1 million by working with law of attraction, and the law of attraction doesn't work. Yeah, it is. It's always working. We live in a vibratory universe. Our universe is all about vibration. Modern science and quantum physics have now proven that everything from a human being to a rock is full of energy. Everything is energy. Our thoughts, our feelings, what we say, what we do, everything is coming out of us like an energy tower. And we as an individual person are sending out energy signals all day, every day. And law of attraction is just matching those signals that we send out and giving us more of the same. Now, it's not a tit for tat kind of thing. It's not like, oh, I told someone they were a jerk and now someone's going to tell me I'm a jerk. You know, it's not like that literal. But if you're sending out negative vibes, you could be in traffic and someone could cut you off and you're like, jerk, you know, that negativity, for example, that wave of negativity will then cast out a returning wave of negativity to you. So we have to be mindful about the energy that we are sending out through the thoughts that we think, the language. I mean, the very basis of everything is the language we use. They say in the beginning there was the word, and our words have meaning. So even saying things like, well, you know, I can't afford it, that's one of the worst things that people can say if they want to change their financial situation. Instead of looking at something that you want to buy and instead of saying, I can't afford it, and going into debt, that's not what I'm talking about. Looking at something that you want and saying, well, I'd love to do that, but I can't afford it. Looking at it and saying, you know, that's not a financial priority right now. I choose to pay my bills right now instead of taking that vacation. You know, it's a very different language, and it doesn't seem like much, but it does have an effect. Whenever we're broadcasting out into the universe, well, I just can't stand it anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't afford it. The word can't has a very limited context. It's very limiting to us. And when we say it, we don't feel good. And when we're sending bad vibes out. So using more choiceful language, like I choose not to put up with this marriage anymore. I choose not to be treated like that anymore. I choose not to waste my money or spend my money on this right now. Those are more empowering ways and languages that we can use that actually do make a difference in what we attract. So law of attraction is really a mirror reflection. I like to think of it as a boomerang. It's like what you're sending out, it's coming back to you. The law.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me support that for a minute. Yes. The one about not being able to afford stuff is constantly on my mind because I'm always aware of that, that you never say you can't afford that. And that's one of the things that, you know, we teach, you know, we get them from our parents. You know, parents tell you, yeah, you can't have that. We can't afford that. Money doesn't grow in trees. Those type of things. I mean, that's what my, you know, parents would say. And I am very conscious of that right now because, yeah, you know, I work in a limited budget situation, and I always have to watch what I say as far as things that I can't afford. So that was, you know, that was very good. I wanted to put a pin on that because, yeah, you know, what you say is very important. Keep going.
Yes. In the perspective that you hold, I used to say to my mom, you know, as a snarky little kid, she'd say, well, money doesn't grow on trees. And I'd say, technically it does because money's from paper and paper comes
paper.
From trees, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, that was my bratty side. My little rebellion side that didn't like to be told I couldn't do something. So the second universal law, and I can go through all of them or I just can give a top level.
Just go through a couple because, yeah, we're going to run out of time, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So let me give you the most important one. This is the law for me that most people think law of attraction is the end-all be-all. It's just reflecting back to you what you have. And the most important law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. This law states that everything in the universe is abundant. Most of us are experiencing abundance of lack or pain or suffering. But the universe is always going to give us an abundance. If you look at nature and look at trees, we can't possibly count the amount of leaves that are on a tree or how many waves crash up against the shore in the ocean or how many pebbles of sand. Yeah.
Then the beach.
That's it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Or when it's raining, count the amount of raindrops that are coming down. You know, the universe it literally functions in abundance. And it's up to us as the individual to see, like, whatever subject we're focused on, do we feel good about it or do we feel bad about it? So if you look at any subject as like a spectrum, on one side is lack and on the other side is abundance, You know how you feel about any given subject based on which end of the spectrum you're on. So if you think about money, do you feel good? Do you feel excited? Do you feel expanded? Do you feel free? Or are you feeling like constricted? Like, oh my God, I don't have enough. I'm never going to have enough. When's it going to work for me? My parents never had enough. I guess I'm doomed to never have enough money. You know, those kind of thoughts are going to keep you stuck experiencing an abundance of lack. So the doorway to actual abundance, to get what you want, is, and the law is called sufficiency and abundance. It's being in a satisfied place. It's coming from sufficiency. And how do you get there? You appreciate and look for the good and the right in your life now. In any situation, I don't care what it is, we can find good things about it and we can find bad things about it. That's the law of polarity, is that every subject is really two subjects. It's the having of it or the not having of it. It's the lack of it or the abundance of it. And when we can deliberately choose how we want to focus, what we want to believe, what we want to appreciate or not, we're the ones in charge of which area, what side of the spectrum we want to be on any given subject. But the doorway into abundance is sufficiency. And when you start practicing gratitude, when I first started doing this and learning about this, I would literally walk around and think of 100 things a day, listing all of the things that I was grateful for. And that would raise my vibration. It would make me feel so good. And things started, almost felt like magic, would start being attracted into my life. Or another thing you can do is think about one thing you're grateful for and think of 20 things of reasons why. And it's not lip service. It's not like, oh, I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my kids. There's no energy behind that. There's no feeling.
Yeah, you got to feel. It doesn't work unless you feel, right? Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why affirmations work for some people and they don't work for other people, because people are like, I'm abundant. You know, but there's no energy there. It's like, I'm abundant.
But I heard somebody say that, say it until you start to believe it. Just keep saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, these are universal laws that when you apply them and learn how to work with them, they absolutely change your life.
Well, that's awesome. So if you want to hear the other five, then you need to get Christy's book. But yes, let me touch basically on the law of sufficiency and abundance. It is, I'm glad that you led with that one, or you said that that's the most important, because a lot of people are not there. I mean, you know, if we're talking about 1% of the people in the world are in, you know, meditation and awareness, then we're talking about even less than is able to actually play in this space, which means that you know that you're coming from a place where you know that, you know, Deepak Chopra used to say, you're just a wave in the ocean, that, you know, everything is abundant. And just like, you know, we're not going to run out of water, we're not going to run out of grass and sun and things like that. And but bringing that to, the level of where most people are at, the one that I've used this one for is where, let's say that you want a promotion and your friend gets it and you're jealous and you're envious. That is a blockage. Because if you say, well, hey, you know what, I'm happy for my friend because, you know, this world is abundant and she's not taking my job. There's more available for me. And you're happy and you celebrate that person's success. What it's saying that the world is abundant and you, whatever, you know, whatever God can do for her, he's going to do for you. And that's where a lot of people don't get it. They're always envious and they're always catty and they're jealous and they're, you know, can't celebrate other people's success. And that is where I use that the most, where, hey, you know what, you celebrate other people because you know your turn is coming, that kind of thing. You want to, you know, refrain back to that one?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. Whenever you are feeling jealous or envy, you're coming from lack. And there's just, you know, instead of being jealous or envy, or looking at someone as your competition, be inspired by them. Inspiration. If someone, if your friend goes, oh my God, we're going on this fabulous, you know, trip to Europe and we're going to go on a cruise and see, you know, 10 different countries and all this kind of stuff, and you feel jealous inside, the reason you're feeling jealous is because you're thinking that you can't experience the same thing. So if you notice these feelings of jealousy inside of yourself, ask yourself, why am I feeling jealous? What am I thinking? What would I have to believe in order to feel jealous? Do I feel like I'm never going to have that opportunity? Do I feel like it's impossible for me? Look at your friend and what she's creating, or the neighbor down the street, and look at, how can I be inspired by this? You know, wow, my friend just found her ideal husband. Wow, if she can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
You know?
Abraham talks about that. She talks about contrast. And she said, go out there and look for contrast. Look for things that you don't have and say that's what you want. And be happy for that person. But most people don't live there. So it's great that we're talking about it and bringing awareness and consciousness to that. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's really important. It's a very different conversation that you have with yourself. I was going to say, years ago, I remember seeing a Maserati, you know, driving. And someone I was with was like, oh, that guy's going to be such a, you know, blank to drive a Maserati. And I looked at him and I go, why would you come to that assumption? And he just told me, he's like, oh, because people that drive. And I said, what is it about you with these kind of cars? And when I talked to him about it, it really came down to the fact that most people judge or criticize others that have massive success because they feel they can't have it themselves, or that they've met someone that was a jerk or, you know, whatever, greedy or whatever, and then they put them in this bubble for forever. But what most people don't understand is that when you're judging someone, right, people right now are talking about Trump like crazy, right? But what they don't understand is that your comments and insults and judgments and criticisms about Trump don't affect Trump. It affects you.
I was actually going to say something else about that, and I'm getting goosebumps about it too. What they don't understand is the energy that they're giving him is what's propelling him. And that's what exactly
that
happened in the elections. they're giving him energy.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Okay, well, let's take our second break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up. Christy's going to tell us how you can get a copy of her book, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Your basement walls play a critical role in supporting your property's structure and protecting your home from the outside elements. Waterproofing your basement prevents the accumulation of water from rain that can lead to flooding, mold, and mildew growth around and under your floors. If left unaddressed for long, your property may be at risk for serious structural damage that will negatively affect its resale value. So, don't delay. Call Timothy today at 404-449-5467. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years' experience in waterproofing basements. TY Waterproofing will waterproof and repair your basements, your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill the mold that accumulates from dampness, install sump pumps and French drains to get out any water that's in there right now. TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area, licensed and insured, all work warranted. So, again, call Timothy today at 404-449-5467 and get your basement waterproofed. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna radio show and podcast. Our guest today has been 2 times best-selling author, Ms. Christy Whitman. So Christy is the author of several books. The book that we are talking about today is The Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws of Attraction to Create a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Your Work and Your Money. In our last segment, Christy gave us two of the seven laws, and those were the big ones, you know. So there's, you know, there's quite a few others, and, you know, I know a couple of them, and a couple of them that she's mentioned here as ones that I need to, you know, practice myself. But, you know, we talked about the law of attraction. You're attracting, you're vibrating, you are, whether you know it or not, it's working. And I love what she said about learning the rules is like, you know, going to play baseball and not understanding the game. I was also listening to a podcast this morning, and the guy was talking about, actually I listened to it because he was talking about the seven essential laws of success. And I thought, well, let me, you know, read up on this so that I can, you know, maybe offer some more things in this conversation today. Now, he wasn't talking about universal laws. He was talking about regular laws, but his third law was education. And basically what he said is that you got to be educated. You can't go, and usually like Christy says, you can't go bake a cake. You can't play baseball. You can't do anything without learning about it. So these are the rules of the game, and you got to understand. You know, we talked about the law of attraction. I'm glad she started off with that, because you're attracting. Whether you know it or not, you're attracting. What you say, what you think, so what you believe, that's how you create. And the law of sufficiency and abundance is another one that Christy talked about. And the lesson there is that we live in an abundant world. We're never going to run out of things. People might tell you that we're going to run out of food, or we're going to run out of water, or we're going to run out of whatever. But our Creator, you know, created it so that everything is abundant. You're not going to run out of it. You know, celebrate other people's success, because if it can happen for them, it can happen for you. And when you celebrate it, you start to attract it. That's basically how it works. And I'm pretty sure that Christy's going to, you know, in her book talks about the fact that it's probably circular, that, you know, one feeds into the next kind of thing. Right, Christy?
Exactly. Absolutely. So, you know, energy flows. I mean, everything is energy, right? And energy continues to flow. And so unless we shift or change the energy deliberately, it's going to continue to flow. And a lot of times the energy that most people are giving out is repelling things from us instead of attracting the things to us that we want. So money, success, love, you know, the things that we really want, we really might, I see this all the time with clients, I'm sure you do too. I want to attract a partner, but everything else says no, you know,
right.
I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to, you know, yeah. You know, last time, right. I was in love, I got hurt, or, you know, I've never been able to find the right person. He's not out there. I'm sure all the good ones are taken. You know, they have this kind of language and things that they say, but then they want to attract the right partner, you know, and here's the other thing to look at, which is really important, is that when you are desiring anything in your life, look at why you want that thing. So, for example, when I was single and I was wanting to attract the type of man that I now have and am married to, thank God, I was thinking about, why do I want a partner? You know, what is it about having someone in my life and creating a history together and, you know, spending time with him? What is it about that? What is the bottom line feeling besides love, which is pretty amazing, and not conditional love, but unconditional love, is connection, is that sense of connection with another person. And so for me, if I was missing that sense of connection within myself, I can't be of match to that experience. So I had to literally make sure and connect with myself. I would spend time in exercise and, you know, I was dedicated to connecting and feeling love for myself, but also connecting with myself. And when I met Frederick, it was like I was driving to a conference and I heard a voice say, "You're going to meet him here." And I was like, well,
wow,
that's great. That's great. That's wonderful. That's great. And
you got guidance, internal guidance too. That's good.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was like all along the way. It's a crazy story. I wrote about it in The Art of Having It All. It's like amazing. But okay. But the feeling that I had was I was so connected to myself. I did not feel like I needed that. It was like, oh, really? When? You know, I was like, okay, I'm not going for that. But that's great if it happens. I'm open. But it was
That's a big one, being open. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was so satisfied within myself and felt what I was needing.
Well, that's awesome. So,
go ahead.
Okay, that's great. So we're almost out of time. So let's tell our audience how they can get a copy of your free book. And also like to remind them that, you know, Christy's going to give you a gift. And what I asked in return for that is that you guys head over to iTunes and leave a review. I know that you got some really good content from our episode today and all the guests that I bring on every week. So would love for you to give a review, and that means the podcast can rank higher up and that more people will be able to find it. So Christy, let them know how they can get a copy of your book.
Yes, go to quantumsuccessbook.com. And like I said, I'm going to give you the book for free. All I ask is that you take care of the shipping. And once you go there and you put in your information, you actually get a fast start guide. So you'll have a video of me walking you through this guide. So that's going to get you started today. So because the book comes out in September, I don't want you to have to wait to start applying this information. So you're going to get videos from me and to get you going so that when you're receiving the book in your hand, you're primed and ready to go.
Awesome. Awesome. And stay tuned for our third segment with Christy. She's going to be back once more, and this time we are going to be talking about how to reverse the negative momentum in your career. So that has to do with the energy of attraction. I'm pretty sure that whatever you're putting out, you're having a spiral and you're having a momentum. And, this is specifically talking about career, but I'm pretty sure that those same theories can work with everything in your life. Whatever you're in a negative momentum, negative spiral, then you can use these same principles. Christy, it was awesome talking to you again. I love our conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show and for imparting your wisdom. Like I said, I'm in school in these episodes. I learn as much as my audience. So thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Myrna.
You're very welcome. All right. So remember to support our sponsor, TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area. Give Timothy a call at 404-449-5467 for a free estimate. So until next time, namaste.